All right, class, welcome to Church Unusual again. Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll do a little reading. Y'all were in my Living by the Book class last year, so you know I like to keep it in context. We'll do a little reading. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, as Paul talking, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. And I'm going to keep reading. There's some points that I can stop at, and I'll try my best not to stop and touch on each one of them in the scripture. But I want to get to a certain place till we know what we're talking about when developing the church. Verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit of the bond in peace. The spirit in the bond of unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the what? Gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended upon high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Verse 11, this begins to break down and show, Paul kind of showed the government of what the church is. And he says, watch this. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. He tells us why. Watch this. For the perfecting of the saints, I mean the maturing, the growing up of the saints, for the work of the ministry, there's two, and for the edifying or the building up or the solidifying of the body of Christ. Watch me. Now this next phrase in verse 13, till. Now we say till because we be like, man, wait till I get there. I'm going to wait till somebody tell me to do something, right? Well, when you say till, you really mean it's short for until, right? But it says till right here. It says 13, till, so that means, hold on, something is going on to cause something else to happen. And it needs to keep going on until something happens. Watch this. Till we all come. If you look up the word come in the Strong Dictionary, it doesn't mean just location. It means appearance. It means awareness. It means openness. Sometimes it means a light to shine. Until we all appear or come or show up in the unity of the faith. Watch this. Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. We know who that is. That's Jesus, but he's also talking about us. Unto, and this is all in one statement, unto a perfect man, he's talking about perfection again, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So now he says, now we measure up to the full. So now we see the government, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. But what is this for? For the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body. Oh, okay. So the body should be edified. What does that edification look like? What does it look like for the body to be built up? Until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. I'm not talking about your prayer that you prayed to get saved. No, it's much more than that. Until a perfect man, watch this, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we should be functioning until we measure up the same way Christ measures up to life. This becomes the purpose of the church. This becomes the purpose of the fivefold. This becomes the purpose of what we're doing. When we meet on Sundays, or when we have classes like these, or people that write books, or whatever it is that's really pushing the true gospel, it should always be to build you up in the knowledge of who you are as a son of God. This is the point of the church. Unity of the faith is important. But we can't unite in the faith until we realize we're all sons. Until we realize we are all Christ's. There will be no unity of the faith. We'll be caught up in rhetoric and religion and rules and steps. And y'all got this rule of that type of denomination. Y'all got that rule of that type of denomination. And this is what the church is like. This is why people are straying away from the church. Or they feel like the church is hypocritical. Because it's clearly talking about the unity, but yet we got all these denominations. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about, uh-oh, here we go. This is what I'm talking about, these denominations with every wind of doctrine, all these different doctrines we got. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, here's the point, may grow up into him in all things. Talking about him being Christ, which is the head. He made it clear right there, which is the head, even Christ. So now the point is, and we read over in Matthew 16, we'll go back there sometimes through the semester, that this is how I'm building my church. I'm building my church. Go flip over back to Matthew chapter 16. Let's see. Verse 18, I'm going to read that and we're going to work backwards. Verse 18, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. Right? So he doesn't talk about building his church. Well, what preludes him talking about building his church? Right? Well, verse 17, I'm reading it backwards. It says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. So I'm going to build my church on what the Father in heaven reveals unto thee. Right? Well, what's the revelation? But whom say ye that I am? Verse 15. And Simon Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The revelation is the Christ. Thou art the Son of the Christ. And I've always given this out. When we get down, he said, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. He calls it, he said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And verse 18, watch this. He says, watch this. It almost doesn't make sense. He said, and means you're joining that with something else. I say also, so also means I'm adding something else too. I'm saying this also unto thee. So in other words, you said I'm the Christ, all right, and thou art also. I'll say also unto thee that you are. Thou art means you are. That you are, Peter. And upon this rock I'll build my church. You get it? That you are. You're the Christ too. This is what he's trying to tell them, but we didn't realize it because we read it in a certain way and we couldn't believe that Jesus was telling us we're the Christ. Yes. Thou art, Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church. What rock? What rock? People thought Peter was the rock. If Peter was the rock, we in trouble. Jesus talked about himself as the chief cornerstone, the rock that they rejected. God built the church on that. He built it. He's the chief cornerstone. So we know Jesus is the rock, but he's trying to tell you're a rock too. You're Christ too. And this is the point of the church. Now there's a lot of messages and a lot of principles and a lot of formulas and steps and ways that we learn and we go over. And they can be beneficial, but they take too long. We always hear Jesus say straightway, immediately, suddenly, right? But we don't get the straightway, immediately, suddenly action because we don't straightway, immediately, suddenly know who we are. We don't know that we're Christ's. So this becomes, he starts to talk about building his church, but his church is built off the revelation. So we can't really have church if we are just Christians and not Christ's. We can't really be the church. We've been having a form of church, but denying the power thereof. But we can't really be the church if we don't realize that we are Christ's, that we are sons of God. That's who we are. We are one with God. This becomes a conversation. That what should be happening on the regular. Right now, we got, you know, we do the ministry help. We got ushers and all these different things. And we have these different pieces, the choir and the preacher and the reverend. And when we bring all those and put them in a box and shake them up, we call that church. But what really should be happening is we should be meeting as a corporate group, understanding that we are sons of God and we are Christ. The same spirit that dwells, that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of us. Jesus says, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, right? This is the connotation that we should be receiving on a regular. So many formulas and principles, how to get your life. I know how to get your life, lose it. He says it right here. He says it, I think he told Peter to get behind me, Satan, in verse 23. Verse 24, he said, Jesus said unto his disciples, any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. For the life of me, we don't go to that scripture much in nobody's church. I think it's too demanding. I think some of the things Jesus says is too demanding. So we figured out this watered down way of church. We get dressed up and we pray our prayers and we sing our songs, and then we do our greetings and we do our announcements and pick up our offerings, and then then we go on about it and wait till midweek service. Here we go on, wait till Sunday come. When Sunday comes, right? And we begin to miss the point. We get into the ritual of everything. When in actuality, it should be the church comes from the word ecclesia. Ecclesia, ex, means out from. And it really means to be called out from an origin. And it says mean be called out from an origin by name to carry that name. In other words, you're being called out by your identity from the systems of this world. You're being called out by the identity, the name that you are, the Christ that you are, the Son of God that you are. You're being called out by your name to carry that same name. It was a church wasn't like we see it now in the modern day where we, meet on Sundays or midweek or whatever it is in a certain building or whatever. Church it was just a calling out. It was a calling out as a gathering. It's when everybody gathered. They didn't gather. We got the weekly gathering from the Catholic Church, and the weekly gathering in the masses and all that. But that's another conversation of history. But they would just be called out, and they would give them what we were doing as the people that are the sons of God, God's chosen people, right? And so, what should be happening is we should be gathering. Forsake not the assembly of yourself. I know the scripture says this, but when we gather, we should be learning more and more every Sunday, every Tuesday, or Wednesday, or whenever we meet about who we are in Christ as Christ, and who we are in Christ as sons of God. And when we learn this more, right, when we understand this more, then we realize that we should not only be meeting and congregating just to be happy with our friends, but we should be able to go out into the world, go ye into all the world, go out into the world and duplicate Christ, duplicate the church, duplicate the temple of God wherever we are. Everywhere we are becomes the house of prayer. Yeah, because you are living prayer. Watch this. Everywhere you go, you didn't know you was a living prayer. Hold on, let me go slow down. You didn't know you were a living prayer? Yeah, if you're a living word, you're definitely a living prayer. Yeah, you're a walking request. You're a walking request of God. Every bit of breath and life in you is requesting more of God. Absolutely. And so we should be coming to hear this when we gather so that we can take that same energy and go ye into all the world. But there's so many things. We savor the things that be of men. We savor the things that be of what we want. We conform to this world. Be not conformed. Romans 12, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have to renew your mind. That means your mind has to be renewed. You got to go back to when it was new at first. Lose your life to find it. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul, lose his mind, lose his understanding, lose his essence, lose his being, right? Yeah, yeah. Because we've been caught up so much with so many strategies and understandings and formulas. And we do church well. We know how to say amen. We know how to stand up and say hallelujah. And do all the jargons, right? And we know how to fake smile with people when we say, "Oh, good morning." Y'all know y'all be doing it. Y'all know y'all be doing it. I know y'all know you be laughing right now because you know you be doing it. And all that's cool, whatever. But you should be coming to learn and to see who you are in Christ, right? That you may grow up back to Ephesians. And there is no other point for those ministry gifts, the government. There's no other point for that. It says for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And you keep doing this until we come into the unity of the faith. You keep doing it, the community of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. So now the objective to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ. So the objective is not to take over the world or not to build the kingdom or build. No, the objective is to grow up into Christ in all things. And the apostolic, the prophetic, the pastoral, the teacher, the evangelist, it's supposed to be to build up into Christ, build you up into the measure of Christ, not into the measure of you being able to name and claim whatever you want and whatever you're trying to get. All those things are byproducts of being Christ, but it's the character of Christ that is teaching. So this becomes the point of the church. We'll talk more and more about it in our other classes. Just make sure you read through Ephesians chapter 4, read through Matthew 16 again, and we'll come back and talk about it again. I think we'll open up our book a little bit next class and kind of go down through some things in our book, Church Unusual. Amen.